Andrea Miller, a longtime advocate for abortion rights and now president for the National Institute for Reproductive Health, says she expects the measure to be acted upon quickly after the new year. The bill was held up in the past by Republicans who controlled the Senate. But with the Democrats now solidly in charge in the chamber after winning several seats on Election Day and the state assembly already under Democratic control, all that will change, she says.
New York State's elected leaders now have a real mandate to make passage of the Reproductive Health Act a first order of business when the legislature returns in January. We have really the moment with a pro-choice majority, an overwhelming pro-choice majority in the state Senate that can now partner with the longstanding champions that we've had in the assembly who have passed the Reproductive Health Act time and again. And of course, the governor, who has made it very clear that this is a top priority for him and his administration.
Cuomo said shortly after being reelected last week that he wants to see the measure passed by the end of January. And the Senate Democratic leader, Andrea Stewart-Cousins, who's set to become majority leader of the Senate in 2019, says she also wants to act quickly on the measure. She says the U.S. Supreme Court is becoming increasingly conservative with the recent appointment by President Trump of Justice Brett Kavanaugh. And she says some fear that Roe could be overturned.
RHA, the reproductive rights, has certainly been an issue that I think we want to make sure, especially again in this environment, that women know that they have reproductive rights here in New York.
Miller, with the National Institute for Reproductive Health, says many New Yorkers don't understand why the Reproductive Health Act might be necessary. After all, abortion has been legal in New York since 1970, when New York became one of the first states to decriminalize the procedure. But the state's abortion laws are in New York's criminal code, and they're not part of the state's health laws.
The problem now is that New York's laws treat abortion like a criminal matter with exceptions, as opposed to treating it as a health matter. So the law sits in the criminal code instead of the health code, and it also fails to make an exception if a woman's health is endangered later in pregnancy.
New York's law permits late-term abortions to save the life of the mother. But unlike the protections in Roe v. Wade, New York state law does not allow abortions after 24 weeks to preserve the woman's health, even when doctors determine that the fetus will not be able to live once it's born. Miller says that gap has led some women to go to other states to have the later-term procedure when their health was endangered.
Even now, when we still have some of the core protections of Roe versus Wade, is that we have women in New York State who have to leave the state and travel to states like Maryland and Colorado or California in order to get the medical care that they should be able to get where they live.
Miller says New York has the opportunity to be the first state to act to protect a woman's right to choose abortion since Kavanaugh was appointed to the Supreme Court. She says challenges to Roe are already advancing in the federal courts. The approval of the Reproductive Health Act in New York is no guarantee, however, that the statute would not be challenged in federal court. But Miller says states still do have autonomy under the Constitution to make their own rules for their residents. And she says she's confident the new law would stand. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.